In a news update for August the 10th, 2022, on this Wednesday early morning edition, let's get right into it and finish up with the Alex Jones show. The last few minutes there, and then we'll go to the war room and back to Alex Jones. Kind of doing a hopscotch today. Got a lot to cover today. A little bit of time to do it in. Let's all have a good time together while we do it. And let's do our part in trying to protect freedom and get the word out and help to save people's lives. That's what this is all about. That's what this program has always been about. That's what we all need to do, folks. We can't let them take one amendment away, because they take one away, they can take away every single one of them. So that's why it's so important to follow the Constitution and the amendments, all 29 of them. Let's get right to it and right into the show today.
Up, down, up, down. The whole game is rigged. You have the private equity groups and hedge funds control the whole deal. We're going into the worst financial crisis in human history. Again, when all else fails, they take you to war. And they're going to do it to us. This thing of Pelosi going over there, that was ramping up war talk. And you saw the implications of what China did. This isn't China. This isn't the China before Bill Clinton brought them into the World Trade Organization and built them up from a nothing country to the second richest in the world. That other slimy piece of low-life crap who gave us NAFTA and China into the World Trade Organization so the manufacturers could all go overseas and get cheap and go south to get cheap labor. So when you look at what's going on, China axes links with U.S. military over Pelosi trip. And that's from the Financial Times. China bans 2,000 foodstuffs from Taiwan, Financial Times. So if you put it all together, the sanctions on Russia, the economics that are being created with war, we're going into a terrible time. And they say we're not in recession. We're in recession. It was always two negative quarters of GDP growth until, you know, they started changing it. And again, this was an egregious provocation, but the White House was totally behind it. Anybody think that Pelosi's a top member of the club? They all want to get this thing going. So going back to the recession, this isn't stagflation, as the cover of our magazine shows. It's dragflation. The economy's dragging down. You look at the GDP numbers, but we sent out tens of thousands of press releases calling this dragflation by the facts. You have inflation going up the last quarter at 9.1% and the GDP declining. It's dragging down. It's not stagnant. It's not stagflation. It's dragflation. Oh, you're not allowed to say drag. You can't say gay anymore. I'm not happy. Yeah, stop. I don't care who you are, what you do, what you want to be, what you, you know, do this to or that to. I could care less. But don't tell me who I have to be. I don't tell you what to believe. Don't tell me what to believe. And how dare you tell me I got to swallow your crap. So, as we're looking at what's going on in the world and the implications of what's going on, we have the biggest economic crisis in human history. And we have World War III heating up. It's right in front of our eyes for all to see. And again, we write about it each week in the Trends Journal. And this new law that they just passed, the anti-inflation thing, is pro-inflation, pro-fascism, gives the bigs more benefits, just like that other chip-making deal that they did last week. Hey, you want to build chips over here? Yeah, we'll give you money. Don't worry about it. I'll create jobs. We'll give you money. Don't worry about it. It's fascism. It's the merger of state and corporate powers, buying up corporate bonds. Fascism. It's fascism. What do you mean you're buying up corporate bonds? What do you mean you give the bigs tax breaks? What do you mean you give the bigs all this kind of money so they can build what they want to build? It's fascism. And Bernie Sanders is a sellout, you know, will have minimal effect. This clown, he's a warmongering little freak that you know, just plays the game. It's another little clown that never worked a day in his life. A little jerk. One jerk after another telling us what to do. Again, do what you can. Richard Nixon, the American people don't believe anything until they've seen it on television. All right? And that's why you need to support InfoWar, particularly now. And you need to subscribe to the Trends Journal. You know, we're giving you everything we can to tell you what you need to know. What you, if you really need to do things and how to do it, and again, the motto is think for yourself. We're giving it to you, the Trends Journal. Again, the world economy, it's not stagflation, it's dragflation. And below you can see freedom, peace, and justice rally we had. You know, I'm fighting for this. I don't benefit by holding a big peace rally that costs a lot. A lot of money and takes a lot of energy out of you. I'm doing it for we the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union. And endowed by their creator with the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That they wrought happiness? What do you mean happiness? We suck the joy out of life. We're Republicans and Democrats. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. The last two presidents I voted for were Ralph Nader and Ron Paul. That's it. Boop, finito. We need to change this course of history. And we can do it. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And your InfoWars and Trends Journal subscribers are that irate, tireless minority. And again, you see the products that they have, the gold, the silver, great times for those.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
In 1800, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was raided. He published this video, an epic video, on his Truth Social account.
We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in over 40 years, where the stock market just finished the worst first half of a year in more than five decades. We are a nation that has the highest energy cost in its history, and we are no longer energy independent or energy dominant, which we were just two short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and Saudi Arabia for oil. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement against the opposing political party like never before. We've never seen anything like this. We are a nation that no longer has a free and fair press. Fake news is about all you get. We are a nation where free speech is no longer allowed, where crime is rampant like never before, where the economy has been collapsing, where more people died of COVID in 2021 than in 2020. We are a nation that is allowing Iran to build a massive nuclear weapon and China to use the trillions and trillions of dollars it's taken from the United States to build a military to rival our own. We are a nation that over the past 2 years is no longer respected or listened to all around the world. And we are a nation that is hostile to liberty and freedom and faith. We are a nation whose economy is floundering, whose stores are not stocked, whose deliveries are not coming, and whose educational system is ranked at the bottom of every list. We are a nation that in many ways has become a joke. But soon we will have greatness again. It was hardworking patriots like you who built this country, and it is hardworking patriots like you who are going to save our country. There is no mountain we cannot climb. There is no summit we cannot reach. There is no challenge we cannot meet. There is no victory we cannot have. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield ever, ever, ever. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never, ever back down. We will never let you down. As long as we are confident and united, the tyrants we are fighting do not stand even a little chance. Because we are Americans, and Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
So, a pretty epic video. Yes. The best is yet to come, President Donald J. Trump, as it concludes. A pretty epic video last night from Donald J. Trump, about an hour or so. And in fact, now that I'm thinking about it, it was definitely later in the night, probably about 4 hours after the raid, that was published. And obviously, they had that video in the can, ready to go. Not sure when they originally intended on releasing it, but thus we got it last night and in a timely fashion. Everything he said about the current state of America is completely accurate and true. The question is, at the end of it, can we really return America to its once great state? Can we make it even greater than ever before? I believe we can. But this might be the greatest test now in America's history. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Another historic day, another epic day in human history, in American history, and to be sitting in this chair live broadcasting at band.video. What an honor it is. Every day that I get to come on air and be with you, I consider an honor and a privilege, and I do not take it for granted. And I hope that you don't take InfoWars for granted either, because as fast as last night's action took place and moved the Overton window, that's the quickening process that we're in right now. More epic things are going to happen. They're going to happen in such a flash, and it's going to change everything, just like that. Now, I hope one of those things is one day you wake up to go to InfoWars.com or band.video or tune into one of our live transmissions, and it's just gone. But that's the point we're at in American history right now. And so just like out of nowhere, President Trump can get his Mar-a-Lago home raided, out of nowhere, they may shut this place down. That's the corruption we're dealing with. That's the tyranny we're dealing with. That's the political persecution we're dealing with. And it truly is an epic time. And I believe America will come out on top of this in a reformation of what it means to be an American, a reformation or a restoration of what it means to be an American, a restoration of our principles, of our values, a restoration of our prosperity and our independence and our moral compass. I do believe that. But I also believe and understand that I don't think we're through the worst of it yet. I still think the worst, sadly, is yet to come. But the night is always darkest before the dawn, and good will triumph over evil. And I believe that. And the response to last night's raid, I think, has been a good sign overall. And I've been saying the Overton window has shifted more towards Alex Jones's right with this event than any other event since I've been at InfoWars, certainly, and perhaps even in the history of InfoWars, except for maybe September 11th. But I digress off of that. I've got a loaded news desk today. We're going to go through a lot of the responses from the raid last night. I've got a bunch of other big political news as well, some cultural news, and then about 20 video clips I want to get to. I've also got a guest joining me, Addison Smith from One America News Network, at 4 o'clock in the second hour. So that's what's coming up today. Let me just get this out of the way before we go into the response to the raid on President Trump and Mar-a-Lago last night. Joe Biden is really, really in a failed state right now. And he had an event today. Now, remember, he had an event yesterday where he was coughing up a storm all over the place with a room full of people, and then he would go sniff and hug and grope the people that were there. So he's obviously still sick. COVID, who knows? But he's obviously still sick. And then it happens again today, and he goes ahead and doesn't just cough into one hand. He coughs into both hands. So here's the still sick Joe Biden coughing into his hands at a speech today in clip 11.
What's coming out of that?
Hear all the noise out there. We know there are those who focus more on seeking power than securing the future. Excuse me. Than securing the future.
So the guy's been sick for a month. He was sick when he went to the Middle East, coughing up a storm there, obviously sick. He was sick when he came back. They put him on a week hibernation. He came back for a week. Then he got on a two-week hibernation. Now he's back again, coughing and hacking it up everywhere. But that's just his physical health. What about his mental health? Here he is after his speech, or it might have been before his speech. Chuck Schumer finishes speaking, and Joe Biden shakes his hand, forgets he shakes Schumer's hand, so he goes in for the second shake. Mind you, this is either before or after. Either way, Biden coughing into his hands the whole time, hacking it up into his hands, and then shaking Chuck Schumer's hand. And so here he is, forgetting he shook Chuck Schumer's hand in clip 10.
Now our great speaker, our partner,
and then he goes
all
and he does the old, remember the old cornholio from the presidential town hall with Anderson Cooper? He did the cornholio and he didn't know what to do with his hands and his arms. He goes in for the double shake, immediately forgetting that he already shook Chuck Schumer's hand. It took 5 seconds for him to forget. Now, here's Joe Biden actually kind of being honest about something unintentionally, not giving it the full truth, but kind of unintentionally, if you can understand what he's saying, telling you the truth. But see if you can figure out, as he makes up words here, what he's saying in clip 13 again from today.
Proof that NATO's door remains open to countries in Europe that share our values and that meet the high standards of our alliance. Putin thought he could break us apart when this all started. He believed he could break us apart, in my view, weaken our resolve. Instead, he's getting exactly what he did not want. He wanted the Finlandization of NATO, but he's getting the NATOization of Finland along with Sweden. I really mean it.
He really means it. It's the Finlandization of NATO.
Yeah.
Instead of the NATOization of Finland? I don't know. Whoever wrote that one for him should be fired. But so, he's unintentionally actually being honest about the situation. The whole Ukraine-Russia thing is not even about Ukraine. The only business they have in Ukraine is their criminal activity, their money laundering. What the whole deal really is about NATO and NATO's expansion. Now, forget about NATO's expansion for a second and just ask yourself this. What is NATO's purpose? What does NATO even do? Well, NATO takes a lot of our money and promises defense of European countries against Russian aggression, which is really not even a threat anymore. So they're expanding NATO as a direct affront to Russia, and they're telling you all Putin wants is the NATO aggression to end and it not to expand and be set up on Russia's borders. So is that such a bad thing? Well, it is to the deep state. It is to our corrupt politicians. They love having NATO as a resource for stealing our money. And believe me, it does. They love having Ukraine as a source to steal and launder our money. And as we've seen recently, it does. Not to mention all the weapons transfers that go through with NATO and Ukraine that end up God knows where. So that's what it's always been about. Keeping the grift going of NATO, keeping the money laundering going in Ukraine, and making sure that Russia can never have its own proper place in the international community. Before I get into the responses to last night's raid on the former president of the United States, the 45th president, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, let's quickly flash back and take the warning now from years ago from Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, warning how corrupt they were, how corrupt the deep state was, and they would come after their political opposition.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know, but from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking.
Fake news.
Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
You'd often get asked, look, the Republicans don't play it square. Why do you play it square?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? If we do the same thing they do, our democracy will literally be in jeopardy.
Well,
not a joke.
And I understand that argument, but also it's like you're playing Monopoly with somebody who, won't pass go and won't follow any of the rules. And how do you ever make any progress if they're not following the rules?
Well, you've got to send them to jail, They've got a little box.
So there's Chuck Schumer telling you that the Democrats, the deep state, have weaponized the intelligence agencies. They need them. And then there's Joe Biden on Jimmy Kimmel joking, of course, about sending the political opposition to jail. It's just a funny joke, I'm sure. Is there any doubt who the bad guys are anymore? Is there any doubt what political party is the enemy of this country? Is there any doubt? Now, before I get into the responses, we've got to be careful here. I hear people talk about land invasions of the U.S., like a potential land invasion by China or Russia, and quite frankly, I think that's ludicrous. I don't see what reason why either one of those countries would want to have a land invasion of the U.S. I don't know what it strategically does for them. But I will say this. If there is a threat from China, which would be the main threat, they are the ones purchasing large amounts of land near military bases. They are the ones putting backdoor spy devices into the technology that they export to here. But we got to be careful because last night, search results and tweets featuring the words civil war were at a record high. Most it's ever been searched, most it's ever been tweeted. And we need to remember what our goal and what our mission here is. To peacefully, politically, legally, lawfully restore this country, and save this country. Now, I understand there's people out there that believe we're past that point and believe that last night further proves that. And I am also of the understanding that for most in this audience, and probably myself, in fact, definitely myself here, probably my crew, I would rather violently go into freedom than peacefully go into slavery. But having said that, the response to last night's raid, I think, was so powerful. And I think it was the first time that the pro-America right has ever been harmonized in such a fashion. And I believe the awakening just got spurred to levels of which we don't even know right now. That there is still an opportunity for us to turn this thing around and save this country, and in doing so, quite frankly, save the planet from what is coming. So we need to remember that. We cannot get baited into violence against really anybody, whether you want to call it the deep state or the UN or the World Economic Forum or China or any of these people or ourselves. We need to remember that. Now, having said that, the one thing that does scare the Democrats and liberals more than anything is the potential for violence. And, of course, the Second Amendment. That scares them to death because this is the truth of the matter. I am not familiar with a time. I mean, maybe Iceland. Maybe Iceland is the only example. But I don't believe that there's ever been such overwhelming, demonstrable, obvious government corruption and oppression that has not gotten to such an extent where the only viable option was violence. In human history, it's really never gotten that far or this far where violence has not been the option. I'm not promoting that. I'm just saying that's what history tells us. You might look at Iceland getting rid of the central bankers about 20 years ago. That was peaceful. Iceland's been pretty good since then. It's not perfect, but they did it peacefully. But I believe we can still do this peacefully. I believe we can still do this politically. I believe we can still do this with the will of the people in overwhelming numbers. But we have huge hurdles that we've got to leap. Huge hurdles. Like, for example, rigged elections. That's the big hurdle. Now, most people understand fake news. Now, most people understand the deep state. Now, most people understand how evil and bad the Democrat Party has become, and now it does political persecution and imprisonment. Those hurdles have been leaped. People see it now. And they go out and they vote and they run for office and they get on school boards and they're taking action. And last night's raid of Mar-a-Lago is going to spur that 10, 20, 100 fold. But so now the next big hurdle is rigged elections. Because if we can have a fair election where Republicans, and I'm not talking about squish Republicans, I'm talking about the new right warrior Republicans that aren't afraid of the media, aren't afraid to tell the truth, aren't afraid of the Democrats, and aren't blackmailed like all of Epstein's associates. If we can do that and we can turn this thing around politically in that nature, then we can save America without violence. We don't have to go into a civil war. But I would argue we're already in a cold civil war.
I'd say we are.
How else do you properly describe what the Democrats are doing right now? Censoring their political opposition, arresting their political opposition, imprisoning their political opposition, using the full force of government against their political opposition. And then just the policies that are destroying this country. Shutting down our energy, opening our borders. So, I mean, if that's not a cold war against America launched by the Democrats, I don't know what is. Some would even call it a hot war. They burn cities to the ground willingly. Just look at the summer of 2020. Hell, I got them in Portland trying to burn schools down 2 weeks ago. I got them in L.A. today shutting down L.A. City Hall meetings. But we have to be smart. We have to be patient. We have to be wise. We have to ask for God's guidance and protection, because Now is not the time, folks. Now is the time for peaceful political action as people are awakening to the likes of which we've never seen.
Tell us anything more. Was he watching the news? Was he scrolling Twitter? Did someone in his staff flag it for him?
I can tell you this. He was not aware of the was it the Mar-a-Lago raid? I don't know what you guys are calling it before it happened. So I can.
The thing, whatever the thing was. You know, you guys were meaning it something. Whatever the thing is. Whatever you guys call it. Oh, yeah, she doesn't want to say it. She doesn't name it. That shall not be named. Except it's no big deal. Oh, what? So we sent feds after President Trump and raided his house. So what? Come on. What do you guys call it, a raid? Wow. Talk about being out of touch. Talk about nonchalant arrogance. I mean, this is just so pathetic. Cabbage Patch Doll Jean Pierre, the worst press secretary, worse than Jen Psaki. Yeah, what are you guys calling it? Yeah, the raid? Biden, we had no idea about that. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys had no idea. But what about the individual that signed the search warrant? Well, we know it was a federal magistrate judge in West Palm Beach, of which there are only three: Bruce Reinhart, William Matthewman, and Ryan McCabe. And the consensus is that it was Bruce Reinhart. And, of course, he is a Democrat. He was appointed by Democrats, and he worked with Jeffrey Epstein, the industrial-level sex trafficker, child sex trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein. So that's what the consensus has landed on as the judge that signed the warrant. Now, what needs to be going on, in my opinion, and quite frankly, I haven't seen any signs of this, so it may just be futile to even suggest it, but Trump should be organizing a press conference or even a rally either at Mar-a-Lago or somewhere in Florida. I mean, there was basically a rally outside of Mar-a-Lago last night. More people showed up on a whim outside of Mar-a-Lago last night than at any single Joe Biden campaign event in 2020. But I digress. Trump should be inviting every sheriff in the country, specifically in Florida. He should be inviting all the FBI whistleblowers. If they're willing to show their face, I understand why they wouldn't. But more than 20 of them have gone to Jim Jordan and other Republicans' office in the last couple of months. He needs to invite them to Mar-a-Lago, sheriffs, governors. I mean, seriously, anybody, everybody in the Republican Party, Democrat Party, independent, sheriffs, any level of law enforcement, they should all get an open invite to go down and not stand with Donald Trump, the man. Stand with Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Stand with America. Stand with the Constitution. Stand with what's right. Stand with what's good. Stand against communism. Stand against authoritarianism. Stand against this deep state political corruption. Stand against the weaponization of our government against the political opposition by the Democrats. Now, again, I haven't seen any signs that's going on, so I'm not going to hold my breath. But, I mean, that is so clearly what you do right now. I'm just stunned that there's nothing. I mean, DeSantis, Trump, both there in Florida. Marco Rubio's there, been very outspoken against this. Mitch McConnell balks. Even Kevin McCarthy issued a statement showing a sign of life. So, to me, the response, though great from the people and the voter base, from Donald Trump and the Republican Party surrounding him, that sends me 100,000 emails every day begging for money, they sure know how to send plenty of emails. Where's the response to this? It's lacking. But there has been some good response, and so we'll get into that now. Here's Josh Hawley. At a minimum, Garland must resign or be impeached. The search warrant must be published. Christopher Wray must be removed and the FBI reformed top to bottom. I would agree with everything Hawley said, except FBI being reformed, it needs to be shut down.
Shut down.
shut it down. And by the way, Newt Gingrich was incredible last night on Fox News. He called for the FBI to get shut down. Victor David Hansen called for the FBI to get shut down. That was on Hannity. On Hannity, who loves the federal bureaucracies. He wears their pins on his lapel. But I'm telling you, just overall watching Fox News and listening last night, I mean, folks, it sounded more like InfoWars than it ever has. The type of things that they were saying and covering. Here's Marco Rubio. The FBI isn't doing anything about the groups vandalizing Catholic churches, firebombing pro-life groups, or threatening Supreme Court justices, but they find time to raid Mar-a-Lago. Marco Rubio's response has been good. He even put out a video talking about just how dangerous this was and how people flee other countries to avoid this type of government corruption, but now they get it here. Good for Marco Rubio. Even Andrew Cuomo. Even Andrew Cuomo gets it right on this one. Invite Cuomo down to Mar-a-Lago to speak out against this corruption. I guess the cancel mob did cancel him, so maybe he's got a little more aptitude of empathy for Donald Trump now. Here's Cuomo. By the way, Cuomo responded before anything from Mitch McConnell, just in case you were wondering. DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives, or it will be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of the January 6th investigations. And of course, he's absolutely right.
That's correct.
The only difference is that most of us already know what's going on as far as this entire thing is a political persecution of Donald Trump and his supporters. But after last night, more are going to realize that, including Democrats that have been in denial of it, like Andrew Cuomo.
Yep.
Now you're getting into more of the mainstream Republican types that are, you know, they go on Fox News all the time and they get promoted by the Republican Party. Here's Lisa Booth, who, to me, in the last 4 years has become one of the best commentators on Fox. She tells the truth, unlike many others on Fox News. She says, we need new Republican leadership. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy aren't awake enough for what we are facing. Bingo. Boy, remember we did the old homing beacon? Searching for signs of life from McConnell and McCarthy? I'm telling you, it's the weirdest thing now. I explained this on a Getter Live last night. Yeah. Paging Mitch McConnell. Paging Kevin McCarthy. Paging. Searching for signs of life. Kevin McCarthy did show signs of life since the raid. Just a faint heartbeat. Mitch McConnell, no signs of life. But yeah, no kidding. McConnell and McCarthy have to go. No kidding. So it's so surreal to be watching all the stuff that InfoWars has been talking about, all the stuff we've been reporting on, all of a sudden become mainstream news all in one night. It was surreal. And I'm just can't wait to see where it goes from here, because you're not putting that cat back in the bag. That's not happening.
It's too big. You can't go in the bag.
You got people inviting Alex Jones onto their shows that would have never even imagined it a year ago. Now they're begging for him. And if they can't get him, they want me. Here's Katrina Pearson, former advisor to Trump. And she responded to Lisa Booth saying, or we need a presidential candidate that will actually drain the swamp. We shouldn't blame others for the failings of another. That's a direct shot at Donald Trump from where I'm standing. I don't know about you.
Yep.
But by the way, she is right.
Right.
Is she not?
Yes.
Trump said he would drain the swamp. It's swampier than ever. So that's when you get into the mixed bag of emotions of, after having this happen, I support Trump more than I did before, at least in this cycle post-2020 election. But then again, I do have to admit that Katrina Pearson is right. Trump did not drain the swamp. It's swampier than ever. So do we go back to the guy that didn't drain the swamp? Sold. I think last night's raid of Donald Trump has greatly backfired on the Democrat Party and the deep state. Only time will tell
what types of consequences will be rendered for these corrupt scumbags operating inside the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Biden administration and Democrat Party. But it truly was a fulcrum event. It truly shifted the Overton window closer to InfoWars, and Alex Jones was right, than it has ever been. And it was in a flash. A flash. So let's continue with some of the responses from last night's news. You had the former New York City Police Commissioner go on cable news talking about how he is afraid now that the Democrats may try to assassinate Donald Trump. Now, I think people have been afraid of that potential for a while. We've had presidents assassinated. We've had attempts at presidential assassination, like Ronald Reagan. Who knows how many times it happened to Donald Trump. Remember, there were multiple times where radical left Democrats tried to storm the stage when Donald Trump was speaking, perhaps trying to reenact what they saw at the New York Street Theater, where they stabbed Donald Trump to death as part of their play. Shinzo Abe was just assassinated. Someone tried to stab Jair Bolsonaro to death in Brazil. So you've got to understand, to the actual leadership of the globalists, they are going for broke right now with their agenda for world domination, world conquering. So if they got to get someone out of their way that represents a threat, they might just deem it as a necessary event, even if they know it's going to hurt them, because it's more important to get that figurehead out of the way. So that's a very serious thing that really just indicates the times we're living in, the perilousness of them, and just how dangerous and corrupt right now the government is, and all of its puppet masters and puppets. So that's a serious thing. And I can't even imagine what it's like right now for the Trump family or for Secret Service after this. Because just like if you are hell-bent on conquering the world, and you know you have to get America out of the way to do so, and you know Donald Trump is the figurehead trying to keep America afloat in the international world order, then you might determine he's got to go. That's the level of commitment. And the same thing applies to the ideological left, the useful idiots, if you will, of the new world order. They really believe Trump is Hitler. They really believe that man-made climate change is going to kill us all. They really believe that. So in their minds, they have justified all of the evil that they've committed and will commit in the future. They've already justified it. They think they're saving the planet. They think they're saving us from the next Hitler. They really believe that. So when you see them behaving so deranged in nature, when you see them behaving like psychotics, and when you see just all of the madness that they put on display, understand why. They have a mindset, they have an ideology, they believe it, and they've committed to it. And when you believe and commit to what they believe and commit to, then what you see from them starts to make more sense. But how about Nancy Pelosi's response? She was on the Today Show. She gave him a nice interview. And she said, "No one is above the law." That's what she said in response to Trump's raid. No one is above the law. Unless, of course, you are Nancy Pelosi or Paul Pelosi or Paul Pelosi Jr. Not only did Paul Pelosi not get his DUI or DWI, he was found with drugs and alcohol in his system, plus tried to bribe police officers. He got those charges dropped. New records have been unsealed
It was an unnamed guest, I think is what they call it. When politicians take Air Force Two for a trip, you have your unnamed guests on your manifest. Paul Pelosi Jr. was an unnamed guest. Paul Pelosi Jr. has financial interest in China. Paul Pelosi Jr. has financial interest in lithium and lithium mining, which, of course, is one of the biggest factors of electric car batteries and microchips. And then you've got the Pelosi family investing in green technologies. You've got the Pelosi family investing in microchip companies. And then Pelosi flies over there in the face of everything good and reasonable and rational to go check on her and her family's insider trading and escalate the tensions between the U.S. and China. But no one's above the law, says Nancy Pelosi. Now, Mark Elias is a famous Democrat scumbag attorney, and he may have let the cat out of the bag as far as where they think they're going with this, but even he had to admit today, after posting this last night, that this doesn't apply to the president. But he did last night post, the media is missing the really big reason why the raid today is a potential blockbuster in American politics. And he cites 18 U.S. Code subsection 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally. You go to B here in the subsection. It says, I skip through and it says, shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. So they may believe that that's what they can pull off here, just like they try to do with Cawthorn and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert and Paul Gosar and others, and they want to do it to Donald Trump. If that was really their motivation behind this, then this has been such an epic swing and miss. They swung their back out. They tore an oblique. They spun their way into the dirt. So if that's really what they were going for, this is going to be a big swing and miss. But I think it's a lot more than that. Now, why do Democrats want you disarmed? Why do Democrats want to disarm the population? Well, why do slave owners not want their slaves to have guns? The answer is the same. Now, again, to reiterate, I don't want to see any violence because of this. I certainly do not want to see a civil war. I'm not going to expand on that. Let's just put that out there. Because you know they'd love to frame Trump supporters for violence. You know they'd love to set up Trump supporters for violence. That's what they tried to do on January 6th, and to an extent have been successful, but mostly they failed. They really wanted their provocateurs and Antifa agents and others to go in there and really burn that Capitol to the ground like they burned dozens of American cities in the summer of 2020. They didn't get what they wanted there. So they're just continuing on their Reichstag false flag moment as if they got what they wanted. And that's why people are sitting back saying, hey, why are they going after these people so much for a minor skirmish at the Capitol that day? Because they had this whole thing coordinated for a major skirmish. They already had all the aftermath played out. And they're just going through with all the aftermath as if there was a major skirmish, even though there wasn't. So that's why they're so radically politically persecuting January 6th defendants, because they're going forward as if they got the violence they wanted, which they wanted to mirror what they did in 2020. That's Democrat Party terrorism. They wanted that mirrored at the Capitol that day. They didn't get it. But let's get back to the question. Why do Democrats want you disarmed? Why do slave owners want slaves disarmed? So I'm seeing this take from multiple Democrats. Here's one example from Tim Wise. Any MAGA who advocates violence in response to Trump facing justice should be arrested now. Free speech does not give you the right to advocate violence. Arrest them, crush them, make their children functional orphans, end them. Wow, sounds like a nice guy. So this is why they want you disarmed. Because they plan on treating you so badly, they plan on oppressing you so much, they plan on persecuting you, imprisoning you, and taking your children from you. They plan on treating you like a slave. So you can't have a gun. That equals the playing field. That's the ultimate neutralizer. You can't neutralize the playing field with these tyrants, these authoritarians, these dictators. But it's odd to hear a Democrat or a liberal suggest that somebody should go to jail for advocating violence. What about when Democrats call for violence? We have hundreds of the compilations of Democrats calling for violence, mostly in the last 5-6 years in response to Donald Trump. Democrats call for violence all the time. But then I say, Owen, why are you talking about
Democrats call for violence. What about just direct Democrat violence? Direct Democrat terrorism that happens all the time. By the way, it's happening right now in Los Angeles. So it's not even calls for violence. The Democrats are violent and get away with it.
InfoWars has been vindicated.
We're just not going to comment on the Department of Justice investigation. Okay, we're just not going to comment on that.
Is this White House weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
The president has been very clear from before he was elected, very clear on this. Hold on. Throughout his time in office.
I heard the quote. We will be playing the quote tonight at 6 o'clock. Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department of Justice.
Yes or no?
It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. And I'm answering the question, and I'm telling you that we are not going to comment on a criminal investigation. The president has been very clear. I laid out what his thoughts were back on January 7th in 2021 about how he saw the Department of Justice. And I'm just going to leave it there. We're not going to comment from here, from this White House, on a criminal investigation that is currently happening.
So why won't the White House comment? Why won't Jean-Pierre commit to a comment there? Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? The White House and the Democrats know that last night's raid of Donald Trump was a disaster for them politically. They've never been more naked for the world to see how corrupt they are. So they know it's a horrible thing for them to attach themselves to. If they thought it was good for them politically, what they did to Donald Trump last night, then they would be out there cheering it through the Cabbage Patch doll, Jean-Pierre. First gay Cabbage Patch doll. But see, she doesn't want to comment. But why wouldn't she say no? Why wouldn't she just simply say no? They're not weaponizing the government against its political opposition. It could have been a simple no. Why wouldn't she say no? She was obviously coached not to say no. Why not? Because it's so obviously political persecution. It's so obvious that they're weaponizing the government against Donald Trump that she doesn't want to deny it. Because it'd be like denying the nose on her face. It'd be like denying that they're in Washington, D.C. for a press conference. It'd be so obvious that she can't say no. All she would have to say is no. Pretty simple. But it'd be such an obvious lie that she can't even say no. And they don't want to admit what they're doing, obviously. And they don't want to celebrate what they did last night. They want to separate themselves from it because they know it was a disaster for them politically. And if their goal was to separate Donald Trump's voters and supporters from Donald Trump, this has backfired in unbelievable ways. Even neutral people that were either over Donald Trump or never supported Donald Trump are now more in favor of Donald Trump than they've ever been. A few more reactions here. Hillary Clinton, boy, she's never seen an event she didn't want to grift off of and steal more money and line her dirty bag pockets with. She is selling hats that say "but her emails" on it in response to Trump's raid last night. Hillary Clinton at her Onward Together shop is promoting, she's selling hats that say "but her emails." This is Hillary Clinton.
So she's a mitten.
Flaunting in front of the American people that she's above the law.
She broke the law.
This is Hillary Clinton flaunting that she can do whatever the hell she wants and that the corrupt federal government will only go after her opponents. Just flouting it in front of the American people and lining her pockets once again. She claims that they sold out of all the hats. She claims they sold out in 2 hours. So digging in her heels, saying, yeah, I got away with government. I got away with total corruption, but Trump won't. Here's my hat bragging about it. And then all you Democrat libtards bought it again from one of the most corrupt women in political history, in the history of this planet. Then you've got the FBI handlers of MSNBC and the New York Times calling them in the middle of the night saying, hey, do not use the word raid, and immediately MSNBC and the New York Times changed their headlines. How convenient. Talk about collusion. Talk about fascism.
People say Alex Jones.
You know, I got to give big kudos to my next guest, Addison Smith. First of all, let me just say, he might be the youngest TV host in the country. He might be the youngest TV host in the country. So that's awesome. And also, he's the host of In Focus on OAN, and formerly it was hosted by Stephanie Hamill. Stephanie came on the War Room multiple times. I like Stephanie. She's a great girl. But she never invited me on her show. Addison Smith did invite me on his show, and I greatly appreciate that. I was on with him last night. Now, he joins me, and I want to get Addison, I want to hear from you the response to two things. Let's start with the big news, though. Obviously, the raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last night. Your show, I believe, aired before the raid happened, so you were not responding to that live on air. I imagine you'll do your response on your show tonight. But what was the response from OAN overall? What was the response from other hosts there? And what was the response from just the people that you are in communication with dealing with political news and developments?
Well, I think it's probably the same response that you guys have had, Owen, and thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I think the response to the FBI's raid of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was the same as most conservatives, most people on the right, at least people on the right with two brain cells to rub together, and that's the weaponization. We're seeing the weaponization of the American justice system, of the DOJ, of the Federal Bureau of Investigation to go after political opponents. And we've now set a precedent where the president of the United States can sic his Justice Department on his rival, likely rival for 2024. It's a very dangerous situation. And when Trump released his statement, he rightly pointed out that this has never happened to any president. Nothing like this has happened to any president in American history. And so you think about the dangerous precedent that this sets and the slippery slope that we're on. And I've just got to say, you know, Hillary Clinton can delete 30,000 emails that are under subpoena. Joe Biden can be, you know, by all available evidence, involved in helping enrich his son with these shady overseas business deals. Immense corruption that the FBI has so much evidence on, and with Hunter Biden's laptop and everything else, and they won't do a thing. They won't do a thing to Hillary Clinton for scrubbing all of her emails and even talking about it openly, making a mockery of it. That, yeah, I got away with deleting all my emails that were getting subpoenaed. Joe Biden can do all of this, help enrich his son, and the FBI won't do anything. But Donald Trump can disagree with the results of the election, and the FBI busts down his door. And Trump has mentioned before, the FBI has come to his home. He's cooperated with them in the past. They've taken him. You know, he's taken them wherever they wanted to go and cooperated with them entirely for any reason, any investigation. And this was totally unannounced. It was totally unjustified and totally inappropriate. It doesn't even begin to state it. So, you know, yeah, me personally, I am covering it on my show tonight in Focus on One America News Network, and I know a lot of conservatives are rightly raising hell over this. This is the death of America's justice system.
Well, in a way, you kind of hope it's the death of the corrupt justice system and maybe the FBI. But my first response to this, it was kind of like a gut blow. I was obviously angry. I was upset. I was frustrated. I did kind of an initial response report. Then my nerves kind of settled, the dust kind of settled, I cooled off, and I realized that even though it is obviously a dark event in America's history, really the silver lining is pretty obvious here. The corruption in our government, the deep state, the Democrat Party, has never been more on display, and I think that last night's raid of Donald Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago had to be maybe the biggest red pill moment, maybe the biggest mass awakening moment that I've ever seen in just a short period of time.
Yeah, I think it was also, what better gift? Could the FBI, could the Democrat Party give Donald Trump than the FBI, you know, beating down his door in a blatantly partisan and unjust and corrupt manner? And you know, for come 2024, Trump's already known as the guy who's hated by the swamp and by the deep state and by the globalist and by the Department of Justice, big scary air quotes around that. He's already known about as the guy that the system hates him. That's why we love him, because the system hates him. And so, you know, I think that, I don't don't think this is going to play out the way that it wanted to do. I hope they got all of his fish fillet wrappers and Diet Cokes and MAGA hats. That's probably all they got when they broke into his safe.
No, you know, they actually, reality, they
what
took
we got was